In this episode, we're going to the land of Game of Thrones, the country full of sun and islands. Here, where Mark and Rory think you should go, and where you definitely shouldn't go when you head to Croatia.
I'm Rory Kerr.
And I'm Mark Fay.
This is the podcast where two tour guides reflect on 15 years of travel to seven continents and over 120 countries. Each episode, we'll be focusing on a country from both a tour guide and a backpacker's perspective. We are no experts, but our hilarious and often bizarre stories will keep you informed on the do's, the don'ts, and the hidden melons that will surely get you excited for your next big adventure.
Welcome back to a much anticipated season two of Don't Miss the Bus.
Much anticipated. I would certainly agree with that, Rory. It's good to be back. I've missed you. Have you missed me?
I have missed you.
You're a good liar. Right. So, Rory, Croatia. Let's get stuck straight into some facts. The capital of Croatia is Zagreb. It has a population of 4.28 million people. And Rory, a little fun fact about Croatia that I would like to tell you is the Game of Thrones King's Landing and Star Wars was both filming locations here in Croatia, as well as Mamma Mia 2.
Mamma Mia, here I go again.
Okay, it's my. You just irritate me. It's episode one, season two.
Well, to our loyal fans, do not think that this season we will be stopping any singing, but hopefully we will have a little bit more structure and you can follow along. I need to stop you there, Mark. When we first started tour guiding, you took your first job interview for tour guiding and you were asked a question about the capital of Croatia. What did you answer?
I said Dubrovnik.
Dubrovnik? Why did you answer that?
I panicked.
You panicked?
I panicked. I actually didn't know the answer and I didn't know any other city in Croatia except Dubrovnik. So naturally, you go for the only city you know. And the look she gave me was of just complete and utter disappointment, and it was then and then I knew my days of becoming a tour guide were numbered.
Well, I'm going to stop you there because my fun fact about this Croatia,
what is it, a food?
I don't know. But fun fact about Croatia, we all know that there's lots of islands in Croatia, but did you know that the mainland is actually divided into two?
Yes.
You did? Okay, good. You're a better tour guide now than the first day you started because you probably didn't know that.
No, I'm completely lying. Start. I had no idea.
So it's divided by 20 kilometers, and the country that divides it is Bosnia and Herzegovina. Now, this 20 kilometer stretch is known as the Bosnian Riviera. And you'd think that, you know, you've only got access to 20 kilometers of coast. What do? You build a port, not the Bosnian and Herzegovinians. They built a Riviera with hotels and nice beaches until Croatia has decided recently to build a big giant bridge from the side of the island over into the other section of Croatia, and it can bypass the whole of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Oh. Yeah. So, but Bosnia and Herzegovina have gone back at them and said, oh, we're going to build a port. You need to build this bridge nice and tall that we can get cargo ships into our section of coastline.
Cargo is important.
It is. It is indeed.
Trade, export, imports.
Now, Mark, what's your personal experience in Croatia?
Personal experience in Croatia, we haven't even discussed this, but I feel you're going to maybe be discussing my time in Croatia with you.
Your first days in Croatia?
Well, I came to Croatia first time was with you and two of our other friends. And my experience was on a boat with you for 7 days while sharing a room with you on that boat, which was probably a quarter of the size of a prison cell. Being locked up with you would be bad enough, but being in we were literally sleeping on top of each other.
Can I stop you there? Is this what you want to say? It must be love, 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 nothing more, nothing less.
Love is the best. Rory, I could feel your breath on my top bunk.
So you probably wanted to get out and see Croatia and go out and then experience the nightlife, right, Mark?
I did, yes.
And why didn't you?
I got into a disagreement with somebody, and my face was partially opened because a gentleman that I saw 3 days earlier decided it would be a good idea for my mouth and his kneecap to become friends. Mm. And you know, I'm all about friendship, but
and obviously looks, you're a bit you know, bit shook up about how you looked.
I was shook up the way I looked. And I mean, look, the week we were on the boat, I was social. Everybody loved me on the boat. It's probably the most popular guy on that boat. And I would say that Croatian sail was my first memory. And it was a great memory, great food, great company, bar the prison cell bed with you. And Rory, you smell really bad. And that was the worst part. And you know, I smell like roses nonstop. Like right now, how would you say I smell?
Right now, Mark is dressed in a flannel.
Nobody asked how I was dressed.
Bogan shirt, and he's going on about hygiene and looks. It's a bit ironic.
Isn't it ironic? What about you, Kerbox? What was your first experience of Croatia?
Well, first experience, actually, it was a day or two before you arrived. Me and a good friend of ours called Costa went out drinking, and I ended up on a bus back to our accommodation, and I fell asleep, and I got kicked off at the end of the line, and it was pissing down with rain. So I ran into a local hotel, and I was curled up in a corner trying to stay warm and wait for the rain to stop, and then somebody got on an elevator, and I went up the elevator to the fifth floor. And I found a couch, and I fell asleep on the lobby couch.
What, Rory? Sorry, what is up with you and falling asleep in places that, like, what? We went out to a nightclub in the Czech Republic, and you fell asleep at the nightclub in the corner.
You got to sleep when you got to sleep. Sleep's important.
It is important.
Need 7 hours at least a day for me to process
the
things.
DMTB bus recommends a minimum of 7 hours to our loyal listeners.
Other experiences with Croatia, I was leading trips as well as you were.
Yep.
Through Croatia, mainly through Zagreb is the place I went. You would have done a few trips over to Dubrovnik.
Yes. Yep. Dubrovnik, yep. Zagreb. Yep. Yep. Split all of them.
And
yep.
Then only last year, 2020, we headed over for a trip through Croatia with my partner and good friend, Wayne Nisha, avid listener of the podcast. And we had a great time.
Was she the one that has a bit of a thing for me?
You think? Well, Mark thinks she's got a crush on him, but yeah, we'll see.
How you doing, Manisha?
So our trip through Croatia, we started with a road trip because it was COVID, and we did a week in Istria, and then we did a week from Split down to Dubrovnik. Now, I had done Split and Dubrovnik in the past, but I had never done Istria. And let me tell you, the one thing you will take away from our Croatia episode is Istria is the next big thing to happen in travel.
You've spoken a lot about Istria. You were raving about Istria to me. Yeah. What makes it so good? What's so good about Istria?
Wine, truffles, seafood.
Yeah, they're big on their seafood.
Just phenomenal. Italians get their truffles from Istria. Okay. It used to be part of the Phoenician Empire. You've got hills with villages up the top, cobblestone streets. It's like Cinque Terre was before the tourist magazines got to it. It is phenomenal.
Busboy hitting, busboy hitting. Oi, bruv, I'm going to bust your head in.
We have a new section to our podcast that I want to introduce. It is Bus My Head In. We are going to talk about what annoys us about the country. What really buses my head in? Let's start with you, Mark. What buses your head in?
Rory, beautiful introduction. You made it very clear. He was so nervous for that, by the way, ladies and gents. I saw you shaking a little bit. It's cute. It was adorable. You are so cute sometimes. Especially you cooking rice tonight. Sorry, just quick change of tack. Rory's never used a rice cooker before. He was down on his knees using his little Bear Grylls skills to test if the rice was cooked in a rice cooker.
And over to our listeners, they realise that Mark will be going off on tangents talking about anything that comes into his head on Don't Miss the Bus.
It was in our business meeting, it was one of the things we said we would work or I would work on. I'm trying. What buses my head in, Rory? So this is a segment we don't always have an answer. I have a very, very small answer for this because it does bust my head in. And it comes down to the first fact that I told you at the beginning of this episode. I'm sick to death when everybody talks about Croatia. Always the first thing that will come to their mind, it's not the rich history, it's not the beautiful food, it's not the amazing drinks, it's, what's her name? The Mother of Dragons!
Look who it is!
If I hear one more person put Croatia and Game of Thrones side by side, my head is going to buzz in.
For our avid listeners, instead of hearing about the Game of Thrones, fill us in on some of that rich history, Mark.
I am so glad you asked, Kerbox. So if you didn't actually know, in 5000 BC was when Croatia was actually settled. Did you know that? Don't think so. And in 390 BC, that's when the Greeks came in. Now, we speed it up a little bit more to, say, World War One, which started 1914. No big deal. That was when they got very much...
I need to stop you there. If you don't know 1914 is the start of World War One without looking at your notes, Mark, we've got a problem.
Okay, the notes are just here just as a precautionary measure. But I know a fair bit. And probably the most significant part of the history is in 1989 when communism, that collapsed. And, they were a part of Yugoslavia. Not anymore. 1991, Croatia is independent. Boom. Rory, what bus is your head in?
What bus is my head in, Mark, is it Plitvice Lake? You can pronounce it right.
Plitvice?
Yeah, that one. Why go there? It is in all the tourist books. It cost roughly about $30 for entrance, and it was terrible. We drove a long way to get there, and it was not worth it. What do you think?
No, I actually would, for once in my life, agree with you. Can I ask, though, what was the big thing which was the disappointment? And what time of the year were you there?
We were there in October, November time. So there was lots of water flowing. It was quiet. It just, to me, wasn't that impressive.
Was that because I wasn't with you?
Would that? I think that was part of the appeal to the thing.
Sorry.
Renisha, James, and no Mark.
I could have sworn you're on the phone to me as you're at the lakes. Mate, this is so crap. This is like the worst place I've ever been to.
Yeah, it took us a good 4 hours out of our way to get there, and it's not worth it.
It's disappointing. So for the listeners that don't know what it is, it's basically just imagine kind of little pits of waterfalls, kind of like strictly waterfalls all throughout this big kind of what is a national park. And, during when it's really wet, you can hardly even walk across because it's that wet, which usually is the best time because that's when the most water obviously is flowing down. But if you do go there, which we here at DMTB would not recommend, you definitely don't want to be wearing shoes with socks. You want to be wearing either gum boots or flip-flops or, almost like you're going to the beach because you will get wet. But there's a lot of walks you can do. You can do an hour walk. You can do 3 hour hikes. But I agree, Rory. That's a great start to bust my head in.
Eyes forward, pens down. Ride the bus quiz.
Okay, a new segment. We are going to be completing a quiz. And how this is going to work, 1 week I am going to quiz Mark on 5 questions, and the next week he's going to quiz me. And at the end of the season, we're going to announce the winner. I can tell you right now, it's probably going to be me, but we'll see how this goes. Now, when I or Mark asks a question, there is 2 responses. Hop on if you think it is true, or hop off if you think your tour guide is talking bullshit.
And Rory, that goes hand in hand with the name of the quiz, which is called?
Ride the Bus.
Ride the Bus.
Always.
And just also, we're gaining melons. Is that what we're doing? Every time you get a point, is a melon point?
Melon point.
All right. And the goal is, by the end of the season, to have the maximum amount of melons, right?
Everybody loves melons.
Everybody loves melons. We haven't quite worked out what the winner gets, but we'll work that out as the season goes on because...
Some of our listeners may be able to write in and...
Oh. What kind of extracurricular?
Oh.
I was just hoping an evening with one of your sisters. But yeah, no, either or. Listeners, write in.
Okay, Mark, over to you for the first Ride the Bus quiz of the season.
All right, Rory, my first question for you. Are you going to hop on or hop off the bus? The dog breed Dalmatian can be traced back to Croatia.
Hop on.
You got yourself a melon.
Ooh. You got some more information about that, Mark?
Absolutely. It comes from the region called the Dalmatia region. And I hate you for asking a follow-up question. That's all I got.
It's always important to ask your tour guide follow-up questions to keep them on their toes.
Nope.
Especially early in the morning.
Okay. Hop on or hop off. Ride the bus quiz. Question number two. Croatia has less than 500 islands. Do you hop on or do you hop off?
500. Hop off.
So how many would you think?
More than 500.
Damn.
I'm guessing by his reaction, that's second melon.
That's two melons. It has 1,200 islands and inlets. So absolutely well done. Okay. Mr. Rory, there is over 41,000 winemakers and vineyards in Croatia.
Hop off.
Oh, there is 41,188 winemakers and vineyards in Croatia.
Oh, that hurts.
That's two from three.
What type of wine, Mark?
They make fantastic wine.
Red and white?
Red and white, the occasional pink. Question number four. Tourism. It's a big thing in Croatia.
Yeah.
Okay. Hop on or hop off the bus, Rory. It makes up 20% of the Croatian GDP. Does tourism?
I'm going to say... hop off. I think it's more than 20%.
You know what? I was driving the bus. I was driving it so well. People were complimenting me on my driving ability. You should have stayed on the bus, pal. It makes up 20% of the Croatian GDP.
20%.
And you know what? I would say, sadly, tourism has spoiled a fair bit of that country.
But Mark, let me just ask you a question on that last one.
Yeah.
When were these notes taken?
That's irrelevant to this quiz. I'm going to need you to be quiet. Can you shut your melon mouth?
Okay. Pre...
All right.
Game of Thrones?
Rory, okay. Last question. You're two from four. You're at 50%. This is to gain an extra melon. Okay. Here we go. All right. Not true or false. Hop on, hop off the bus. Marin Cilic, very famous Croatian tennis player. Okay. One of my favorites. One of your favorites, probably. I don't know. Marin Cilic, he was born in Croatia and raised in Croatia. Are you hopping on the bus or are you hopping off the bus?
I'm going to hop on the bus.
So we probably lost about 20 listeners from the slowness of you answering that question.
Oh, you've got to build the anticipation.
You build up the suspense. I'll give you that. I'm glad you hopped on the bus. Absolutely. Croatian through and through. One of the most famous Croatian tennis players of all time, along with Goran Ivanisevic. He's the guy that beat Pat Rafter. Who cares? All right.
But you nearly had me when you said he was born and raised. I was thinking, maybe he wasn't born or raised there. And that was the curveball. But
Curbox,
I'm happy with that. A solid 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Well done.
Yeah.
Local legend, Fast Five.
We are now going to actually learn something from a local. And this week we have Goran. Now, Goran is one of the owners of Eat Istria, and he's going to fill us in on all the beautiful things about Croatia. And we're going to ask him a few questions.
And the whole point is, local legend Fast Five, he's obviously a local legend, or she, for whatever country we do. But we aim to ask them as many questions as we can within 5 minutes. But we're not the most studious for time, as you would have known. We're going to aim for it. But the goal is to gain as much information from a local. And Rory, I'm pretty excited for this. So really excited to listen to your friend.
I have a good friend here from Croatia, Goran. Welcome, Goran.
Thank you.
Just for our listeners, maybe you want to tell them what you do, where you are in Croatia. I've been raving on about Istria in this episode, and not much more about the rest of Croatia, but if you could tell our listeners a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, of course. So I'm Goran, so for everybody. What I do, I'm a part of a small collective of three people, and we are focused on doing many different things all about food and wine and, So, for example, for our travelers that are visiting Croatia, we provide authentic Istrian cuisine cooking classes. So, for all of you who don't know, Istria is one of the Croatian regions. So we are focused on our local regional cuisine, Also, we provide professional guided wine tours or food tours. So basically what we try to do is, make all our guests learn much, much more about most traditional way of how we eat and how we drink, of course, also. And we try to immerse you in our local culture. And what's best to do that with than food and wine. So for our region, we are definitely wine region. Also, we do some other activities, for example, as we organize cooking competition team buildings. We provide consultings for winemakers when they want to improve their experiences in their tasting rooms. We do many things, but everything about what we love the most, and that's food and wine, of course.
Yeah, and good company. Well, what about like the food? What's one of the most unique things to Istria or Croatia?
Well, it's very important to know at first that Croatia as a country has a very interesting shape. So based on, when you just look at the shape of the country, you can realize that the history was very interesting. And also through history, different influences from surrounding countries and, countries that actually colonized Croatia through history can definitely be seen or tasted in our cuisine. So each and every region will have somewhat a little bit different influence and different cuisine. That's why it's very hard to, name one or two dishes that will be like a signature, dishes for the whole country. That's almost impossible. So, for example, here in Istria, we have very typical Mediterranean cuisine, which is based on meats and cheeses, but also definitely a seafood because we are located at the sea. And it will be pretty similar for Dalmatia, for South Adriatic coast. While, for example, more inlands, northern Croatia and eastern part of Croatia will be Slavonia. There will be more continental cuisines, more influenced either by Austria or Germany. That will be in the central part of Croatia, or influenced by Hungarian cuisine. That will be more in Slavonia. So, as you can see, a lot of differences in the small country like this. We have a really very big diversity in many things, but also in a cuisine.
Lovely. Obviously, if any of our listeners are going to Croatia, they have to do an Eat Istria tour. But what is a must-see in Croatia or in Istria? If you were to travel to Croatia, you would recommend to someone?
About the whole country, when people think about Croatia, a lot of people, first what they will have in mind will be Dubrovnik, and especially because in the last 10 years it became quite famous because part of the TV show Game of Thrones was filmed there, so a lot of people are, visiting Dubrovnik. That will be the most recognizable thing, but there are so many other hidden gems in other regions. So, for example, in Istria, in our region, we really, we definitely can offer you so much more than just, the beach and the sun and the sea. We are very rich in history. Throughout the history, we were a part of a Roman Empire and then a Venetian Republic for a long time. So here you can see many fantastic, old architectures from Roman times or from ancient times. We are very rich in a lot of beautiful small hilltop towns. Also, one of them is what by many would be officially the smallest town in the world. It's called Hum, or H-U-M. And it's like, some people say that it's true, and that it's officially the smallest town in the world. That's something that I would definitely recommend for all the travelers to when they come to Istria to visit. It has only
what's
a population of 30 people.
So, 30 people. Yeah. Is there just one or two buildings?
Basically, it's like a small hilltop town, with stone walls.
Yep.
And, with the arch entrance. And I think it has maybe 7-8 buildings altogether.
Okay.
One of them is also, of course, a church with a church tower in the middle. That's very typical for all our small hilltop towns.
They're pretty
people altogether.
They're pretty scenic, those hilltop towns in Istria, with the cobblestone streets and spectacular views from them. And really, it is something special.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you love about living in Croatia?
Well, definitely it will be a cuisine.
Yeah.
So that will be something that I would definitely appreciate the most. That's something that we all like. For most of the people who would travel to Croatia for the first time and to Istria, it's very important to know that we are quite safe country, and Istria is a very safe region. We are almost I would dare to say naive in some things. So here people are leaving their cars unlocked, the doors of their apartments and houses unlocked. You can just let your kids play outside at some playground without some specific supervision. Really very, very safe region, a very relaxed, like a gentle atmosphere. Altogether as a country, maybe with acceptance of the larger cities, and there are a couple of them, the overall lifestyle is very, very nice, very easygoing, let's say so. Also, one other thing would be definitely nature. So our sea and our forests, our mountains, really for nature lovers, this is like a little bit of everything on a really small
surface.
Exactly. So whether if you like to go to hike in the mountains, or you like to catch the sunset at the beach, swimming in the sea, or so definitely beautiful nature, and we are very clean still. Perfect. So very, very clean, and so
nice.
That's something that I really like.
Yeah.
And also at the end, history. So our history, that's for me, that's something that's really special and unique. So that's something. There will be a couple of reasons why I really like and enjoy living.
I can tell you could talk about that for another half an hour. You could go on and on about. I can tell just how you're going.
You can edit
No, it's great. It's passion.
It's passion. Here's one for you. I'm gonna give you a harder question this time. What bothers you the most about Croatia? Something you wish you could change?
Yeah, of course. Well, as I said, one of the reasons why I like living here would be history, but also one of the things that I, I'm not a fan of, and what I dislike is definitely, kind of burdens of the past that some people like to carry here. And, there is like this overall kind of mentality that, likes to live in the past much more, hold grudges about some things and not to think, and let that past get in the way of thinking about the future. That definitely would be something that,
you would change.
I don't like so much.
Yeah.
Also probably, very, very, very close ties to a Catholic Church, to religion,
okay,
which definitely interfere also a lot in many processes, and also we have we give a lot of money as a country to a Catholic Church, so that's something that I personally, these are my opinions. To religion, which actually can be different from region to region, but in general, it would be better if our ties with Catholic Church would be a little bit looser, and if we won't be giving so much money every year to them.
To the church.
Also, there is one more thing that I like to say, which actually is kind of a good thing also. So living in Croatia, when you are trying to do something, when you are trying to, start a business or anything, the whole system is like full of traps. So
okay,
and nothing is very helpful. There are no people who will give you many advices how to avoid all the possible problems.
Yeah.
But on contrary, the whole country, the state is made in a way that they just can't wait for you to fall in those traps. But also because of that, we are much, we are born with this and we grow up with this. So we are much better skilled anywhere else when we go outside in the world.
Yeah.
We are very skilled in living, doing many things because, we learned, in our country to live avoiding traps.
Yeah, you ask the questions. You ask the questions before you fall into that trap because that's how you've been raised, I guess.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So I've got two more questions. I think I know the answer to the first one. I was very, very impressed by it. But what's the best way to get around in Croatia? I'm guessing the roads I thought were fantastic when I was in Croatia. Some of the best roads I've seen in Europe. They are really good.
It cost us a lot of money and it still does. So there are, a couple of very expensive loans that we took to actually build them.
Yeah.
And we are, we'll be paying that off for years and years and more, but it's definitely important for us. It made so many things much easier, after we built all this system of really very, very good roads. So definitely, yes, either by a car. So would you rather rent a car, or also, if you the whole bus system is quite good, so you can reach to most of the smallest parts of Croatia with buses, and they're quite well connected. Also ferries, we are a country very rich in islands.
Yeah.
So we have many islands. Yep. So for us also ferries are quite a normal thing to actually used to get around the islands, of course.
Yeah. Way of life. And my last question for you is, what advice would you give to someone traveling to Croatia? Is there anything any sort of advice?
Oh, yeah, of course. course. So, well, first of all, as a traveler, when you come to Croatia, just relax and be patient.
Be patient.
So that's the first advice. Yeah. So for some of the things, we need some time, you know, to actually get them done. So be patient. Also, what I would definitely recommend, take much more than only 10 days to explore the whole country. You know, what happens quite often, people don't know how diverse we are as a country, the whole Croatia, and they try to squeeze like the whole country in 10 days, and that's just merely scratching the surface of
definitely not enough.
So take more than 10 days. That's definitely my advice.
Yeah.
Also, what I would recommend, do travel in smaller groups or a couple. So try to avoid traveling in large groups. Avoid July and August.
Yeah.
try to travel from September to April to May, let's say so. Yeah, from September to May. Trust me, you would like it much better. And at the end, when you are here, just let yourself, get immersed in our culture, and you will have a blast. You will have a great time.
Thank you very much for that, Goran. It was great having you. And if any of our listeners are heading up to Istria, definitely check out Eat Istria. And maybe Goran will be there. He'll tell you a lot more over a couple of nice glasses of wine.
Did somebody say DMTB? Tap 3.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to come up with 3 takeaways. Mark, have you got any tips for the listeners on what they need to know about Croatia?
Yeah, so there's 3 tips. I actually don't even have one.
Okay, I will be filling in.
I hope to God you've got 3. Now, I was going to say Croatia's home is the home of the necktie, which has no relevance to this. So, yeah, please, take over.
I think there's a necktie museum in Zagreb, if I remember correctly. Now, Eat Istria, our good friend Goran just talked to us. They offer some great tours, really well worth doing. Go spend a day with them. It is spectacular. We'll post some videos and some photos from our day with Goran at Eat Istria. Now, other things to do in Istria, what I have been raving on about, number one place to stay, I think, and where we stayed was Ravinj. Great bike paths
were
down
you
along.
Angry at somebody?
Ravinj?
You wanted to get revenge. I don't know. Go on. Sorry, I interrupted.
You just piped down with your neckties over there, okay? You had your chance to conclude.
I know.
I
panicked.
And you panicked.
And I like being the center of attention.
I know you
and
do.
I've lost all 3 points. I've just given them to you. This is disappointing.
Now, Revenge, great bike, crystal blue water, great food, cobblestone streets, as I said, part of the Phoenician Empire. Now, from Ravinj, base yourself there. You can head out, go look for wine. You can go wineries like Roksanić, has a beautiful pool overlooking mountainside. Koslovic, which is just state-of-the-art winery. I'll put some pictures up. It was turning orange when we were there, and yellow, rolling fields, and a little less well-known winery that you could go to is Vino Paletti. Now, a good friend of ours in America, her cousins owned Vino Paletti, and we rolled up and her cousin came out and he was like, oh, yeah,
own the vineyard.
They own the vineyard.
Nice.
And we went in and we tried all the different wines. And after that, everywhere we went, they were asking us, oh, what wineries have you been to? Now, Roksanić and Koslovic are very famous wineries, and mm-hmm. we said them, and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Benvenuti another one. But when we mentioned Fino Paletti, they were like, oh, and they thought we were real wine connoisseurs.
So it's really up there.
It's really good wine, and people in the area know about it, but it's not fancy, and they don't distribute much outside of Croatia. So when they heard that, they thought we were real wine connoisseurs, and they were like, oh, and this is this. And they started giving us a full spiel about all different wines, so we didn't have a real clue about it.
You know, I'm just reading here. It says here that Croatia produces many premium wines, particularly whites, and an annual production exceeding 140 million litres.
140 million litres.
So I didn't actually realise wine was that big of a deal, but it makes sense being next to Italy.
Yeah.
Which produces, I think, the most amount of wine in the world. Am I right in saying that?
We'll go with it. We'll go with it. But the truffles that they are there, we go up to this town, Montavon, right, cobblestones, and it's pasta, and they get out like black or white truffles depending on the season, and they just grate truffles over your pasta.
Oh, yeah. Like
fresh truffles. And the Italians were caught taking truffles from Croatia into Italy and branding them as Italian truffles. Grosnogen is another little town, really spectacular views, but it's full of artists, and you go wandering through it and they all have their own little crafts and stuff. Super cheap. Another thing that you should experience when you're up in Istria are canobas. Now, a canoba is like a tavern, and they're out in the countryside usually. They just produce like delicious food, wine, beer. Canoba Mondo is the one that I was telling you about that they grate the truffles on. And the other one that you must try, it's Michelin plated. So it's not Michelin star, but Michelin plated is Canoba Morgan. Those are my recommendations for this wonderful country. Do yourself a favor. Spend as much time as you can up in the north. Go to Istria. Split, Dubrovnik, great, but Istria is the diamond in the rough.
Wicked. And that was three?
That is my three places to go in Istria.
Right. Okay.
This episode's not about Croatia. It's the Istria.
Wowee, Rory. That is definitely our best episode yet. If you enjoy that episode, please subscribe to Don't Miss the Bus on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts from, so you never miss an episode. And please follow us and like us on Facebook and on Instagram. And we're also on Patreon too. Please also don't forget to rate, review, and tell all of your friends so they can also jump on the magical school bus of the Don't Miss the Bus podcast. Happy travels.